Now turn to part three. You will hear a radio program in which two people, Alison Creel and David Walsh, who each run a food business, are discussing the premises they share. For questions 16 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute in which to look at part three.
The old Siston building has now been renovated, and my guests today are just a couple of the dynamic entrepreneurs who are busy cooking up new and exciting food products from the communal kitchens there. Alison Creel of Creel Soups and David Walsh from Sea Veg Salads. Great to have you on the program. Now, tell me, is there any more room in the market for new quality food businesses? Some would say we've reached saturation point.
Oh, not at all. That's what's so exciting. It seems people can't get enough of high-quality food products.
Yeah, but it's changing. Customers are much more discerning than they used to be. They want to know how the food is produced, which was much less the case in the past.
And how it's sourced, too. And you really need a strong brand identity to break into the market, which isn't how it used to be. Especially here in Brooklyn, where there's such a strong food culture.
Yeah, customers here really keep you on your toes.
I can believe that. There's been a lot of investment put into the Siston building. Why do you think it's been so easy to get funding for projects like this?
It's a win-win situation. Iconic old buildings get a makeover and a new lease of life, and young businesses get a kickstart. I don't know how many of us would still be in work if we didn't have this opportunity, since the authorities started coming down hard on anyone trying to start a business from their own kitchen.
Because all kitchens have to be state certified?
Right. So I think investors understood that it's a way of keeping the entrepreneurial spirit alive. Anyone could see that this project was a safe bet, as there's huge demand for our kind of products. But you'd need serious money behind you to go it alone.
Yeah, $50,000 minimum.
So I can see that it works in financial terms, but what's it like sharing kitchen space?
I'd say there are more gains than losses. It's inspiring being around like-minded creative individuals. We kind of bounce off each other.
It does mean there's no thinking space, though. But as a group, we buy in bulk from suppliers, which makes things cheaper.
And we're so close to all our main markets. And you know, making soup, which is what I'm involved in, is a messy business. So what blew me away was the waterproof clean room. Cleaning up used to take forever, but now I could just hose everything down in a matter of minutes.
I think that's it. We're really lucky, because the space has been so well thought out. Everything's state-of-the-art.
So we're all able to work much more efficiently.
So has the moving into the new building changed the way you view your future?
For me, yes. I'm in a really good place now with a clear sense of direction, which is to build up my customer base locally, both from my own market stall and by supplying delis. It's also dawned on me that I should try out making smoothies in summer when demand for soup isn't that high. So my grand plans of opening my own chain of cafes nationwide are on hold for the moment.
I see. So what advice would you pass on to someone just starting out?
I probably should say do your homework. Test out recipes on friends. Get a job at a food market. Talk to other food producers and learn from their mistakes. And of course, make sure you can make a reasonable margin. But you know what? Nothing beats just going ahead and doing it.
Otherwise, it's easy to talk yourself out of the whole idea.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for.
Now you will hear part 3 again.
The old Siston building has now been renovated, and my guests today are just a couple of the dynamic entrepreneurs who are busy cooking up new and exciting food products from the communal kitchens there. Allison Creel of Creel Soups and David Walsh from Sea Veg Salads. Great to have you on the program. Now, tell me, is there any more room in the market for new quality food businesses? Some would say we've reached saturation point.
Oh, not at all. That's what's so exciting. It seems people can't get enough of high-quality food products.
Yeah, but it's changing. Customers are much more discerning than they used to be. They want to know how the food is produced, which was much less the case in the past.
And how it's sourced, too. And you really need a strong brand identity to break into the market, which isn't how it used to be. Especially here in Brooklyn, where there's such a strong food culture.
Yeah, customers here really keep you on your toes.
I can believe that. There's been a lot of investment put into the Siston building. Why do you think it's been so easy to get funding for projects like this?
It's a win-win situation. Iconic old buildings get a makeover and a new lease of life, and young businesses get a kickstart. I don't know how many of us would still be in work if we didn't have this opportunity, since the authorities started coming down hard on anyone trying to start a business from their own kitchen.
Because all kitchens have to be state certified?
Right. So I think investors understood that it's a way of keeping the entrepreneurial spirit alive. Anyone could see that this project was a safe bet, as there's huge demand for our kind of products. But you'd need serious money behind you to go it alone.
Yeah, $50,000 minimum.
So I can see that it works in financial terms, but what's it like sharing kitchen space?
I'd say there are more gains than losses. It's inspiring being around like-minded creative individuals. We kind of bounce off each other.
It does mean there's no thinking space, though. But as a group, we buy in bulk from suppliers, which makes things cheaper.
And we're so close to all our main markets. And you know, making soup, which is what I'm involved in, is a messy business. So what blew me away was the waterproof clean room. Cleaning up used to take forever, but now I could just hose everything down in a matter of minutes.
I think that's it. We're really lucky, because the space has been so well thought out. Everything's state-of-the-art.
So we're all able to work much more efficiently.
So has the moving into the new building changed the way you view your future?
For me, yes. I'm in a really good place now with a clear sense of direction, which is to build up my customer base locally, both from my own market stall and by supplying delis. It's also dawned on me that I should try out making smoothies in summer when demand for soup isn't that high. So my grand plans of opening my own chain of cafes nationwide are on hold for the moment.
I see. So what advice would you pass on to someone just starting out?
I probably should say do your homework. Test out recipes on friends. Get a job at a food market. Talk to other food producers and learn from their mistakes. And of course, make sure you can make a reasonable margin. But you know what? Nothing beats just going ahead and doing it.
Otherwise, it's easy to talk yourself out of the whole idea.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for.
That is the end of part 3.